This past week, in Yeshiva, we spoke about Hakaras HaTov. As Shabbos is getting closer, Parshas Tazria Metzora, I began to realize that a lot of the things that we had spoken about in Musar is a Yesod Gadol in Chasidus as well, that is Nogeya so much to the Avera of Lashon Hara, which is the theme of Parshas Tazria Metzora. And at the core of what we need to think about as we began discussing in terms of Hakaras HaTov. Listen to the words of the Nesiv HaShalom in regards to the Avera of Lashon Hara. The severity that Chazal used to describe the sin of gossip, to the point that Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara, Magdil avonos kineged shalosh averos chamuros. The sins become expanded due to lashon hara, as if God forbid a person was in violation of the worst three averos that exist in the Torah: homicide, rotzicha, gilui arayis, sexual promiscuity. All these terrible averos, speaking gossip, falls into that category. Why? Says the Nesiv HaShalom, Shem Shilu Mishaper Lashon Hara L'Nachash, She'ino Nenem Nishichaso El Koach Harashe Boi Doichvoi Lahazik. The avera of Lashon Hara is different than the other averos that become part of man's propensity. When man doesn't put in control his natia, his inclination for anger and rage, and God forbid it could bring him to murder. When man doesn't work on subduing his desires, then that brings him to averos in gilui arayis, in sexual promiscuity. However, when it comes to the avera of Lashon Hara, says the Nesiv HaShalom, there it comes from one place and one place only. To gossip comes from a place in which there is no actual tangible benefit in a person. And he's mechadesh al pi chasidus. Kacha misaper lashon hara nivdal mishar ovrei avera. Shekol haaveros yesh adam eizah anoa mechetoi. V'hu b'bchinas yitzrayon so. Their nature, their inclination that hasn't been worked on, goes unchecked, and therefore their yetzer hara almost co-opts them, forces them to fall into the sin. There really is no deep, natural desire for a person to gossip. V'rak machmas koyach harashaboy hareyu el sezos. We are a mixture, as man, of a creation of good and bad. And what happens is the rashabo, loshin hara, is that we want to focus because of something, al pi chasidus, that's bad inside of us, on the bad of others. Ra is nimshach l'ra. The ra inside of us searches for the ra that is inside of others, and what we want to do is focus on that in order to put somebody else down because of the ra that's inside of us. We're mechaber to the ra of somebody else. Rak machmas koach ha-ra shebo ha-reyu osez us. Va-reyu kinochosh. He's like a snake. She'ein loy mu'uma minishichaso. The Nesiv HaShalom is telling us that there is an absolutely tremendous, tremendous challenge in terms of Lashon Hara. It gets at the root of who we are. Do we focus on the good of people, or do we focus on the bad? This past week we spoke about in Musar that Hakaras HaTov, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita taught us is something that becomes difficult for people because they rationalize. And they say, at the end of the day, they did that good thing for me. To recognize the good that others did in others is difficult because we say, the reason that they did that had to do with ulterior motives. And Rav Nevin Sal, as we discussed in the Sichas Musar, gave us six reasons of why a person begins to rationalize. And we said that Rabbi Ruchim Mimir tells us that what a person has to do is begin to internalize the Torah's message, that if there is a responsibility of Hakaras HaTov that a person has because someone else did something else good for us, then all of the cheshbonos fall away, all other calculations fall away. Hashem Yilachem Lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the evil that was done by that person, and he will war against it. Va'atim tacharishim, but you have to be silent. At the end of the day, if you have an O of indebtedness to somebody else, so then in such a case, then that is there, and no other critical thinking is acceptable or necessary. As the author of Nevardik had said, man in his nature wants to understand God. But when it comes to himself, he ignores it. Understanding himself. That is his inclination. At the end of the day, our responsibility, said the author, is to believe in God and understand ourselves. If God sent an emissary to do something good for you, then you have a chiyuv of hakaras hatov. Believe in God's cheshbonos. And at the end of the day, understand yourself that so many times the Lashon Hara or the lack of Hakaras HaTov is coming from a place that's simply Ra, that is the part of us that focuses on the negative and not the positive. Believe in God and understand yourself. Don't try to believe in yourself, said the author of Nevardik, and understand God. Rabosai, this yisod in chasidus, that Lashon Hara is the focus on the negative, the ayin ra, is something that every single one of us needs to work on. And here we're being mosif al pi chasidus, that the way in which one begins to work on it is one begins to see that number one, that Lashon Hara is ra, which is mechaber l'ra, and number two, we need to work on therefore the ayin tov as opposed to the ayin ra. In the 10-minute Musar, we spoke about Rabbi Yechiel Michal Gordon and how his life, he tatched onto Tov, even though he lived a life of Ra. And I beg of you, as we go into Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Tazria Mitzora, the world is a confusing place. The way in which we are going to be happy, the way in which we are going to thrive in Avodas Hashem, is when we realize that we need to focus on the good in others, see the good in others, and in that way we will resist the inclination that the ra inside of us focus on the ra of others. And that comes about through hakaras hatov, recognizing the good that someone has done for us, and once that happens, there are no cheshbonos. Leave your calculations, your critical analysis, to Amelus Batara. When you work in God's Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to think critically. But too many people just daven up the Daf Yomi and don't think critically. And yet when it comes to other people, all of a sudden their critical analysis is on. That's when they begin to turn on the switch of critical analysis. The opposite, says the Altar of Nevardik, of the way we're supposed to look at things. The way in which we're supposed to look at things is, don't be critical when it comes to God's world. Don't try to understand God. Believe in God. Try to work on understanding yourself. Use the critical thinking in terms of understanding yourself and your Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a siyata d'shmaya in that way, that the tov that God build us with will be miskaber, will overwhelm the ra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us with. God made us as a mixture of good and bad, and Be'ezer Hashem, in that way, the good inside of us will join with the good of others, and will create the beautiful flame that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has on Lag BaOmer, where one Jew in his spark joins with another Jew, and that creates the inferno, the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the Chochmas HaSod, the fire that goes higher and higher to come closer to Kodesh HaBrichu.